You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon. Good to see everyone here. If you're a first time here, we want to welcome you. We're glad that you joined us, and our prayer is that this will be the first of many times that you'll join us here in this church, just to be able to experience God's presence in our lives and also to learn something from His Word that will help us in our walk with Him. We're continuing with our series on proof. Okay? Pag-usapan natin yung proof that the grace of God not only is part of saving us, but it will help in changing our lives, and it will be seen. Just like in the video that we saw earlier, that once Mark gave his life to Jesus, there was a genuine change in his life that was evident in the way he lived. And that's why it was the grace that continues to help them in their marriage, being in spiritual family and relationship. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, because real grace and real faith will be evident and will produce real fruit in our lives. Makikita natin yon. Makikita sa buhay mo yung pagbabago ng ginawa ng Panginoon. So it's not just in terms of salvation, but in the way we live our lives. We all try to work hard in trying to live right, but many times there are things that come before us which makes it harder for us to live right. And so what we're going to look at today is a scripture where we're going to see how God is able to help us say no to things that are not good for us, and to say yes, fully say yes to His purpose in our lives. So I'm not going to delay this any further. When we had given you a warning earlier about having children being here, some of the topics we'll be talking about may be hindi naman inappropriate for children, but kung hindi nyo pa na-explain sa kanila some of the things that we'll be talking about, we don't want you to be in a position na parang, hindi ko pa napag-usapan sa anak ko itong bagay na to. And we don't want you to be in that position. So I'm glad that the kids that were here earlier were able to move. But hindi naman napaka-scandalous nung topic natin today. Okay, so okay, matakot. But it is something that we do all deal with, and it's a reality in society. And so we need to get not what the world is saying about purity, but what the Bible says what it is. And that's what the standard is for all of our lives. Okay, so I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Titus. That's towards the end of your Bible, okay? We're going to be reading from chapter 2. And in reverence to the reading of God's Word, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. We're going to start with verse 11. If you didn't bring your Bible, you can read along with us on the screen. But my encouragement always is for you to have your own Bible and to have an encounter with it. That's how you can see how God can fully work in your lives and His promises for all of us. Okay, so we're going to start in verse 11. Are you there? Are we ready to read this? Okay. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that once again we have this chance to encounter Your Word. I pray, Lord, that You open up our hearts and our minds, that the things that are not according to Your will, that we will be able to identify it in our lives, and that we will be equipped and empowered and have the grace to be able to turn away from these things. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that this is only made possible by Your grace. I pray, Lord, that You anoint the preaching of Your Word this afternoon. Lord, not from my own ideas, but only what Your Spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. Lord, bless us today. Let us encounter You today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seats. I don't know about you, but I've tried many, many times to become a good boy. I mean, even as growing up as a young boy, going to school, I wanted to be good. Gusto kong bumait, pero hindi ko magawa. Okay, there were many times I'd be placed in a situation and it seems like the temptation, what was before me, was so strong that I could not turn away from it. I don't know about you, but for me, it was that. It was either friends, just like Mark, friends inviting you to do things that at a certain point you say, okay, ayoko nang gawin yan. But somehow when you're dragged into it again, when you see the temptation that's there, and then somehow you're not able to say no. And we find ourselves in situations that way. That's why in Psalms 119 verse 9, this is the question, the ultimate question for purity and for men and women in society. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By a living according to your word. Ito yung laging question natin, how can I live pure lives? And this is not just in terms of our physical, if it's just sexuality, but in every area of our lives. Whether it's a relationship, is it a pure relationship? If it's in a business, is it a pure business deal? That na pagtingnan ng lahat, pagtingnan ng anyone that will look at the business deal, it's all just the purity of it. Just an exchange of goods. Okay, walang pwedeng pagbintangan. Okay, whether if it's fatty pork or whatever. Okay, it can be seen as it's a legitimate business. Now, we can say those things, but somehow, because of the enticement of possible greater gain right away, a bigger profit, a quicker return of your profit, minsan, hindi na nagiging pure yung mga intentions natin in certain areas. Okay, I'm not, it's probably not here in this room. Okay, but somehow we're faced with that reality. But the grace of God is really amazing. If you're familiar with that song, Amazing Grace, it is amazing because not only does it save you, not only does it allow you to have eternal life in Christ, that your eternity is secure, it can actually change you even today. Yun yung titingnan natin ngayon. Okay? It's a historical event that happened 2,000 years ago that the grace of God has been made available. But it's also, there's personal implications for all of us. Na pwede tayong mabuhay na pure and holy. When God died on the cross and we receive Him as our Lord and Savior, God does not see us for our sins. No more. He sees the blood of God covering you, the blood of Jesus covering you, and He sees you holy and righteous. Alam ko, that's a reality. I don't know how that works. But according to His word, that's the reality. But somehow, sometimes it's hard to live that out. Meron pa rin tayong mga ginagawa, meron pa rin tayong mga nadadanasan na hindi nga, that's, it's not according to God's word. How are we going to deal with those things? And the grace of God is also necessary for that change to happen. It will empower us and strengthen us and give us wisdom to live what's right. Okay, we make all efforts, or once we realize the gift of God in our lives, that we've been saved by grace, but we don't put any effort or energy towards changing us. God's plan for all of us is to become Christ-like, to become like His Son, Jesus Christ. That will be seen in our lives. Pero we make parang, okay, Lord, I remember what You've done to me, for me. I'm focused on that, focused on the cross. That's great. But how am I supposed to live my life now? Ano yung paraan ng pamumuhay na gagawin ko? Okay, and that's the challenge for all of us. And that's something that we need to realize. The gift of grace that comes from God is the most underutilized gift that God has given us. Dahil nga hindi natin nagagamit in its fullness. And that's what we need to be able to realize. God's plan for us, just like what I said last week, is for us to be holy because He is holy. That's going to be true. And it actually, you can live it out more and more every day in our lives. So, I'll give you a background about this story that we, it's not a story, but the letter of Paul to Titus when he was living in Crete. They had planted a church in Crete, and during that time, Crete was kaya medyo hindi sila mababait na mga tao. Kaya nadidinig niyo yung cretans? Okay, nadinig niyo ba yung term na yon? Wala. Okay, cretans are not, I don't know. Okay, Randall and I probably understand dahil that's who we were. Okay. But Cretans, they were not very nice people. They were known for their gluttony. Okay? They were known for their laziness. Okay? They were known to be liars. Okay, meron mga tao, 'di ba, minsan meron tayong stereotypical people na pag nanggaling yan doon, mga sinungaling yan. Pag nasa certain type of school, mga mayayabang yan. Pag a certain type of school, mababait yan. Okay, alam niyo naman 'yon, 'di ba? Meron mga iba-ibang kulay, blue, green. Okay? But whatever it is, we have a stereotype and they were known to be that way. They were known to be evil. And even when the church had come in and Christianity had come in, somehow because of their lifestyle, okay, there were certain teachings na hinahalo nila with Christianity. They understood the grace of God will save them and they were grateful for it. But at the same time, they used the grace of God and abused it and allowing it as a license for them to sin. Sabihin nila, gagawin ko yung kung anong gusto kong gawin dahil alam ko naman nandun yung grace ni Lord. I'll live whatever way I want because the grace of God will be there for me. And they will access that. Now, when you're doing something like that, then you're abusing God's grace. And if you're continuing in your sin, you really don't understand the grace of God. Because the grace of God will allow you to live above all of those temptations, to get beyond that and to live pure lives. And so that was what's happening. And there was a warning that Jude wrote about what type of individual who knows about the grace of God, who receives his salvation, and yet continues to sin. Sinasabi dito, for certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. Nakapasok daw to, itong mga tao na to. And that was happening in Crete also. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Sinasabi nun na pag you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and somehow you continue to sin and use the grace of God as a license to sin, you're denying Christ. You're denying what He has done in your life. And that's not what we want. Okay, that's falling short again. That's just sin, just multiplying in your lives again. Paul writes this letter to Titus to make sure that sound doctrine was being taught in the church. Not only sound doctrine, he was teaching how do you choose leaders in the church. What kind of standards a leader in the church should be. And then he was also teaching in chapter 1 of Titus about how we're supposed to treat one another. Older men, how they're supposed to treat younger men. Younger men treating older men. Men treating women. Women treating other, treating men. How we're supposed to relate to one another. Yun yung tinuturo niya to make sure that everything was according to God's word. And that's what he was trying to show. And it was difficult because he was trying to teach that when society, the culture was teaching something else. The culture was living a certain lifestyle which was not according to God's word. And yet, how are we supposed to live that out? Paano tayo pwedeng mamuhay ng tama when you just go outside and it's not that way? It's hard. It's hard to learn a language if there's no one else speaking that language. To learn Chinese, it's good to be able to speak Chinese with other Chinese. Tama? To speak English, you have to learn and speak English with others. Pero kung ikaw lang mag-isa and then you just have a book, okay? How it's gonna be difficult. Mahirap gawin. So paano natin magagawa ito? Again, we go back to the grace of God. But before that, I wanna talk about the grace of salvation. If you're tired of talking about grace and the salvation that we have of this, then you haven't really understood the fullness of it. Ang sinasabi dito in 2 Timothy, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. Say it with me, all. That's for all of us. Okay, it's appeared, the grace of God has appeared and offers salvation to all. That means all of us. It's not just here in this room, but everyone who's outside. I don't know how many people are in this shopping mall right now, but all, it's all being offered to all. Gusto niya lahat. It's being offered to all. I like the ESV translation. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation. Okay, that Jesus Christ came here, died on the cross so that salvation can be made available to us. Salvation that clears away all our sins. That the penalty of our sins was taken upon, that Jesus took it upon himself. Okay, this is something that we don't work for. This is not something that we deserve. Because if it's something that we work for, if we work for the grace of God, then it forfeits the work of God, the grace of God. It's not something that we deserve. Okay? But the nature of the grace of God goes beyond just saving us. That is the amazing part. And when I was thinking about this, it goes beyond that. I would be content just to have my sins forgiven. But God is so amazing that his nature and his grace always exceeds my expectations. It goes beyond everything that we can imagine. As I reflect back on my sin and my failures and my hopelessness, okay, I realize how much I need God's grace. At the point of my salvation and even as I continue my walk with God. As I said last week with my wife and my children, they're a great blessing to me. But for me to be the father that I should be and to be the leader of the church that I should be, I need God's grace even more. I won't say no, but I don't. You don't know me so well, but I'm actually a very shy person. But I'm supposed to go out and get to meet you. I would love to be able to do that, pero shy ako eh. Okay, I it's a greater effort for me to make sure that I get to know you and remember your names and to really care for you. I care for you. I love you guys. Okay, I'm glad that you showed up. You're here. You're listening to me. Hey, that's a great grace and blessing to me. But I want to get to know you and build relationship with you and help you in your walk with God. But you can help me in that by making the effort also. Kasi kung ako lang, I'll just go to my room. I'll go and read my Bible and not say hello to anyone. Okay? That's the way I am. So the grace of God allows me to even come up here and to speak. Okay? So that's the amazing part of this. But not only will it save you, there's also a transforming grace that God will continue to work in your lives that will help transform us into his image. Here's in verse 12 that we see. It teaches us, talking about the grace of God, it teaches us to say no. Kaya ba natin yon? Can you say no? Say it again. Can you say no? Okay? There's so many things that we need to say no to, but somehow we're unable to. We're supposed to say no to ungodliness and the worldly passions. How are we supposed to do this? Kung sasabihin natin, can we say no? Tama ba? Can we? Yes? Can we say no? Yes. It's possible to say no. Yes. Okay, then say no. Kaya naman pala eh. Kaya naman pala natin gawin. We can say no now because there's nothing attached to it. Because I'm asking you to say no. But why, if we're saying no as a Christian nation, as a so-called Christian nation, why are we one of the most corrupt in the world? Because people are not saying no. Why am I this big? There are times when I have not said no and just kept saying yes, extra rice, extra food, extra rice. That's the result. Okay? We have a hard time saying no. Even to our children sometimes. We experience certain things and minsan yung goal natin is I'm going to give my children everything that I lacked. Everything that I didn't experience, I'm going to pour it down to your children. And now God has blessed you and you have the finances to be able to do it. And you're pouring everything. And then they learn nothing. That they will demand everything because they've received everything. Whatever they wanted, they received. So ngayon, they become spoiled. And they think that they can just get whatever they want. It's good to say no to our children sometimes. Especially if it's not good for them. If my 5-year-old daughter would ask for a knife, I would not be a good father if I don't say no. Ah, knife? O, teka na. Hahasain ko muna bago ko ibigay sa'yo. Okay? That's not a good father. If my son would ask me, Dad, can I borrow the computer? I want to look at porn. Oh, go ahead. Here's a good site, anak. Yun yung topic na medyo sensitive, I guess. But are we saying no to the things that God doesn't want? If we're saying no, then why is the pornography industry, the revenue that they make is higher than the NFL, NBA, and baseball? You know how much millions of dollars that those players make. And that's just the players. The owners make so much more. And the porn industry beats all of them combined. Lahat ng kinikita ng tatlong yon, mas malaki pa ang porn industry. And you know what? The people that have first exposure to pornography are between the ages of 8 and 12. First time. And then they become addicted and they continue with it. And then when they have jobs and work, they continue with it and they spend all their money in that. We're not saying no. We're clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking to things that we should not be clicking in. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mahal ka niyan. Hindi siya galit. But we have a hard time saying no. This is something that the grace of God is telling us. It will teach us to say no to the wrong things and teach us to say yes to the right things. We don't need to, maybe that's not a problem for you. Maybe it's not an issue for you. But sometimes sinasabi na, yung pornography, sa mga lalaking problema yan. Okay? Are you reading those Harlequin novels? Or 50 Shades of Grey? Kung meron pa rin Harlequin novels, no? That was the time of, anyway. But all these are giving you a picture of romance that's all perverted. You read those things, oh, no, yan yung gagawin dapat sa akin ng asawa ko, sweep me off my feet, oh, do this and do that. But we expose ourselves in those things because we can't say no. That's the worldly passions that's being offered us. That's the ungodliness that God does not want for us. And we're not saying no. You know that when you expose yourself, okay? Before, nung lumalabas yung pornography industry, it was the Christians that were saying, don't do that, don't do that, please stop. And we were labeled by society as parang, oh, these are prudes. These are, they're not in the right timing. They're just backward thinking and everything. Okay? But you know that it actually leaves a mark. The emotional ties, even in stories, in novels, when you start reading these things, it leaves a mark. When you start exposing yourself to pornography, and this is done by studies, not Christian studies. These are schools who do psychological studies, and it, every time you're exposed to something, it leaves a mark in your mind. It burns something. There's something that's seared in your mind. The images that we're seeing, the stories or the desires that we want for relationships, whether illicit or right, naiiwan sa brain mo yon. That's why it's so hard to have it be removed in our lives. It's a study in different schools that actually leaves a mark in your mind. And once that mark is there, it's hard to remove it. It's only by the grace of God, again, that we go back. But this is God's plan for us. And to live, He wants us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives. When are we supposed to do this? What does it say there? When are we can we live upright, godly lives and self-controlled lives? When we go to heaven? Yeah, sure, when we go to heaven. But when can we do this? In this present age. Right now. Right now, the grace of God is available to us to live right according to His will. Ngayon pa lang. And that's so encouraging to me because that's what I want. That's what I want for myself. That's what I want for all of you. And it's a promise of God that we can live right in the present age. Wouldn't that be nice? And if there's no greed and there's no envy and all of these things, the wars, the genocide that's happening around the world, it won't be there. Ano ba yung pinag-aawayan nila? It's just greed. Going away from just the sexuality of things and the purity, it's just all of it is greed. And it can be changed right now when we start living according to God's word and according to His purposes. That mark that is left in our brains, if some of it has been, this is the way we've been raised up. When people say, I was born this way, yes. Maybe you were born that way with the selfishness and the sin. We've all been born that way. But we don't need to live that way forever. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Maybe you were born and there's something that's in your brain that your proclivity is towards sin. And that's true for all of us. That's why, sabi mo, ayan, ganito ako pinanganak eh. Lahat kami maiinit ang ulo. Malahat kami sa pamilya namin, ganun, nagsisigawan lang kami. Okay, ganun kami sa pamilya namin. We don't show affection. We're not gonna encourage you. We're always gonna put people down. That's the way we are as a family. Maybe that is the sin nature that we were born with. But it doesn't have to remain that way. The grace of God can change us. And someone who's not affectionate can start showing affection in the right way. Someone who's hot-tempered can start being patient and kind. All of that is possible by the grace of God. And here's a verse that really helps me and encourages me all the time. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Maybe that is the way you were born. But God can renew your mind in such a way that will give you a new perspective. That will help you say no to these ungodly things. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's something that you start looking at that. You know, in the past, when growing up, I got saved when I was 27. I had enough time and enough finances during that time, having my business, to do a lot of bad things. And you know, I used to think, you know, sinning is fun. It is. And if you don't think it's fun, you're doing it wrong. Earlier, they laughed at that. But anyway. If you don't think sin is fun, you're doing it wrong. Because it was fun, I thought. But not realizing, maybe at the moment it was fun, but I realized that each time I was participating in it, I was getting further and further and further and further from God. Which is what I did not want to happen. But because I was selfish and I wanted to participate and just be part of that, I could not turn away from it. There's a moment that we have to hate what God hates. We have to cry about what God cries about. We need to turn away and see the way God hates sin. That needs to develop and renew in our mind that that's not the way it's supposed to be. I love this quote from Tim Challies in one of his books. You will never stop. Okay? You will never stop until you begin to see the monstrous nature of sin you are committing. If you don't think it's bad, if you don't think that it's so ugly, then you won't stop doing it. You will never stop until the sin is more horrifying to you than the commission of the sin is enjoyable. Pag mas nag-i-enjoy pa kayo sa sin, then the hatred towards it, you'll continue doing it. You will need to hate sin before you can find freedom from it. That means we need more grace. It's only made possible by His grace. There has to be a point where we have to hate it, that it will destroy you. It might not destroy you at that particular moment, but it will slowly destroy you. Sino dito, pag meron kayo nagkasakit, I mean, it's, maybe you've gotten sick, and you know that eventually the sickness will kill you. How many of you would just say, oh, great, I'm glad I have this sickness that's going to kill me? Sino dito yung ganon? No! We fight it. If you find out that there's cancer or something, you do everything in your power. You put all your resources together to fight and battle that sickness. Alam mo na ang kasalanan, ganun din. It might not kill you the first time, but if you could continue to participate in it, it will slowly, 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 slowly take your life away. Because the penalty of sin is death. You might not die right at that moment, but it will slowly kill you and send you to the smoking section when you die. That's not what we want. We want to fight aggressively towards it. And that's the same thing with our sin. We have to fight it. We have to say no, turn away from it. You know, when my doctors told me a few weeks ago that there's certain foods I can't eat anymore because if you continue eating that, it will ruin your stomach lining and your intestines. And you're going to need an operation if that continues. Popcorn. I love popcorn. Strawberries. Tomatoes. Yung seeds ng tomatoes. I can't eat those anymore. I have to clean it out and make sure that it's not prepared when we're eating those things. Popcorn? You know what? It was not a struggle because I knew it was not going to be good for me. It wasn't a struggle. Even when last week, my wife, we were watching a movie and she was eating popcorn. I could smell it. It was the flavor that I wanted. It was everything. But you know what? It didn't bother me anymore. There was something in my mind that knew it was not good for me. There was a transformation in my mind that I can say no to it. Chips na lang. Okay, anyway. Here's another quote. I know of no other way to triumph over sin long term than to gain a distaste for it because of a superior satisfaction in God. One of my kids loves thumb sucking. And I remember with some friends, nagtuturo sila, paano mo napatigil yung anak mo na yung thumb sucking? Yeah, and they have all these different remedies. Lagyan mo daw ng garlic para pagsubo niya ng garlic, lasang garlic, and hindi nila magustuhan. Minsan yung iba pa, lagyan mo ng sili. Yung siling labuyo, dikdikin mo, lagay mo sa kanyang finger, and then, wow, that's torture. Okay? So I just asked her, I guess I revealed who it was. I asked Sabrina, my daughter, just stop. And she does. And then sometimes she forgets, she puts it back, and I just said, don't do that. I forgot. She takes it out. And I teach her that it's going to ruin your finger. And she started getting a bump in her finger. See what's happening? You're not going to have a nice finger. You're going to have daddy's finger. But when she understood that, this is a five-year-old understanding that. She developed a distaste for it because she knew the consequences of it. That's what needs to develop in us. That anything that's apart from God, we can say no to. Let me hear you say again, no. Yung talaga yung parang pag merong yung meron ka nakita na kasalanan, you just say no with force, pwede ba? Miskitakutin niyo ako ng konti. Okay, parang okay, say no. There's a temptation right there. Right there, right in front of you. What are you going to say?
No.
There's that cute guy that you've been... What do we say? Oh, humina na. Andali eh. Diba? Pag right there, it's easy. You know what we need? You know what we need to be able to say no? We need the grace of God. And it's made available to all of us. Every time we encounter something that's not according to God's word, we can be aware of it. That's why spend time in God's word. You can see the things. You know, I started realizing, ah, wow, ito palang ginagawa ko to, mali pala. As I read God's word, I see, ay, mali pala yung attitude ko nun. Ay, ganito pala dapat. You know, every time I have an encounter with God's word and I'm shown the truth, I may be going this direction apart from God. God is in that direction. I can see, wow, this is something that I see in my life. When I encounter truth, I repent. And repenting is a 180 degree turn. I repent. I turn, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent and I want to follow you. Every time we encounter truth, we repent and we ask God for the faith and the grace to live and continue with Him. Many times, ito yung nangyayari. We encounter the truth and, Lord, ayoko nang gawin to. Ayoko nang gawin to. And I'm sorry for doing this. And so we start to repent. Okay? But we don't stop. We don't stop. And you continue again and doing it. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And we repent. And then we don't stop. It's 180 in the 360. Okay? And then we turn again and then we continue in it. Sometimes we are able to, not 180 but 90 degrees. We Lord, I'm sorry, and then we replace it with another sin. And we go this way. No, it's a 180 degree turn. Every time you encounter God's word and there's something in our lives that's not according to it, the truth is being revealed, we repent and we ask God for the faith to be able to live it out in our lives. That's the hope that we have. That's the hope. If we keep following this in our lives, then we will actually experience spiritual growth. The grace of God will be evident in our lives. And the hope that we're holding on to always is Jesus. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself up to us, for us to redeem us from all wickedness. From all wickedness. Hindi yung parang merong special, itong wickedness na to, parang okay lang, dahil sa akin lang yan. No, for all wickedness, God has redeemed us and to purify us for himself, purifying for himself a people that are his very own. He's purifying us so that we can be with him and then we can be eager to do what is good with the right attitude, with the right perspective on it. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, who saved us from wickedness and to purify us continually so that we can truly belong to Him. That's just an amazing thing. Our relationship with Him will become so great and so close that there's no room for any sin to enter into our lives again. That's our hope that we hold on to. You know what? Everyone has hope. Lahat tayo may pag-asa. If the gracious God is only for salvation during baptism, okay, kung gusto lang talaga ng Panginoon is for you to accept Him as your Lord and Savior and then you'll go to heaven, if that was the case, during baptism will hold you down and keep holding you down. Mga 5 to 10 minutes, you'll wake up and say, "Hi, Jesus." No, we lift you back up. Why? Because may purpose pa siya sa'yo. Meron pa siyang gustong gawin sa buhay mo. Kaya ka inaangat ulit ng pastor. Kung hindi, ilulubog ka na lang. 10 minutes, for sure, you'll be with Jesus. But no, we lift you back up because there's a purpose. There's a opportunity for us to for people to see the change in our lives. And that's what we're hoping that we will all experience. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace. We can actually grow in the grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. We can actually grow in this. The changes sometimes are quick. Sometimes it takes a process. But whatever it is, I hope that we are all getting the knowledge of Christ and that we are all growing in the pace that God wants for us. But it starts by us saying no to things that He doesn't want for us. The amazing thing about the grace of God is that it purified us for salvation. Whatever Jesus Christ had done on the cross, it purified us so that we can have salvation. But it also purifies us for our sanctification. Sanctification is a theological word that just means that there is growth, that there is evidence of the grace of God working in our lives. Halatang obvious na binago ka ng Panginoon. And that's what we're working towards. Let's all stand up and pray. In raising up my children, I have an opportunity that when they're young, na pwede ko silang bantayan. In everything that they're doing, I can say, no, don't do that, don't do this, do this, do that, do that. But I realize that once they start going to school and I'm not home 24 hours a day, I need to work, that there will be times that I have to leave them. And what I try to equip them with and what I pray for them, and we're going to make that prayer, same prayer today, is for them to have the wisdom to know what is right and wrong. That God will give them the wisdom. I mean, we're all grown-ups here, I hope. And we know when we're doing something that's right. And we know when we're doing something that is not, that we're not supposed to. And for us, sometimes in a certain situation, maybe there are two good things. We need the wisdom of God to come down to us so we will know what is the right thing to do. But not just knowing what's right and wrong. Okay, that's why Adam and Eve, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was what was missing. They knew what was right or wrong. It was revealed to them, but they were not prepared emotionally. They didn't have the grace to do what is right. And they chose wrong. And the consequence of that, we're still experiencing. So my prayer for my children goes something like this. Lord, give them the wisdom to know what is the right thing to do. But not only that, give them the grace and the strength to do it. For many of us, we need to say no. And that's the wisdom that we're asking. We need, Lord, we need your grace. We need your grace to be able to do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we had a chance to encounter your word once again. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will help us in every situation, Lord. Your promise is that every time a temptation comes, you are faithful and just, and we will not be tempted beyond our ability. But every time we are tempted, you also show us the way out. I pray, Lord, that in every situation that we're in, Lord, that you will, the decisions, the big decisions that we need to make, that you will always give us the wisdom to do the right thing. But beyond that, Lord, we ask for your grace. We ask for your wonderful grace to work in our lives and the strength to be able to do it. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, whatever situation that they may be in, that they will be able to live this out because it is according to your word. Lord, the times that we need to say no, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will give us the strength, the resolve, because we're holding on to you, that you are more valuable to us than the temporary pleasures that we can get from the sins that we had a hard time dealing with in the past. So I pray, Lord, that this is something that's permanent. This is something that you want us to live out. And I pray, Lord, that as the grace of God will start bearing fruit in all of our lives, it is only by understanding who you are and having a greater understanding of your grace in our lives. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you need prayers, our pastors and leaders will be here. God bless you. We'll continue with this series next week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.